rummies. The Café des Amateurs was the cesspool of the Rue Mouffetard, that wonderful, narrow, crowded market street which led into the Place Contrescarpe. The squat toilets of the old apartment houses, one by the side of the stairs on each floor, with the two cleated cement shoe-shaped elevations on each side of the aperture, so a locataire would not slip, emptied into cesspools, which were emptied by pumping into horse-drawn tank wagons at night. In the summertime, with all windows open, we would hear the pumping, and the odor was very strong. The tank wagons were painted brown and saffron color, and in the moonlight, when they worked the Rue Cardinal Lemoine, their wheeled, horse-drawn cylinders looked like Braque paintings. No one emptied the Café des Amateurs, though, and its yellowed poster stating the terms and penalties of the law against public drunkenness was as fly-blown and disregarded as its clients were constant and ill-smelling. All of the sadness of the city came suddenly with the first cold rains of winter, and there were no more tops to the high white houses as you walked, but only the wet blackness of the street and the closed doors of the small shops, the herb sellers, the stationery, and the newspaper shops, the midwife, second class, and the hotel where Verlaine had died, where I had a room on the top floor where I worked. It was either